the Saturday Light Brigade. John in Forest Hills was just giving me a few more facts about Nashville, mentioning the Wabash River and a few other bits of information. Well, when Steve Pellegrino is involved in something, you know you're going to have a good time, you're going to hear some great stories, and you're going to hear some great accordion music. And Steve is going to be involved in a benefit for Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank coming up. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Fine. It's good to hear from you, Larry. That's interesting information about Nashville. I did visit there once, and there are so many guitar players there that can play. It's unbelievable. The song is true.
Yeah, it is amazing. Now, accordion players, I'll bet there's some good ones in Nashville, too.
I think most of the accordion players are in Wisconsin, yeah. Michigan, Detroit.
Yeah, that's
it's interesting. In Europe, though, the accordion player is the you know, the Eric Clapton. They are the guitar players there, and there's just so many incredible accordion players in Europe. It's just the opposite. My dream, everybody jokes about it. My dream is to walk into a store that has 100. Accordions instead of guitars on the wall.
You just made me think of the clock shop, where the clock, you know, every hour or half hour, all the clocks go off at once, you know, all the accordions being played at once. Or you go into a pawn shop and see a bunch of accordions there.
Yeah. It's very interesting because in the heyday, they were turning out so many accordions, like in the late 40s and 50s. It's interesting, most people don't realize that it was in the 1890s an Austrian came up with sort of a prototype. And he was visiting, he was passing through Italy, and a farm family was very kind to him. He gave them one of his instruments, and it was the Soprani family. And they were farmers, and one of the sons said, "This instrument is incredible. I think I can make some improvements." And they never looked back, and the big center of all accordion making in Italy is the Castel Fiordo, which is on the Aegean Sea. And it's a city that has nothing but accordion shops. Interesting.
And are accordions made in this country at all?
They used to be. There were some accordions. The Excelsior was made in New York, and the Guarini was made in San Francisco. I think there, up until the late 60s, there was a guy making accordions in Cleveland. But for the most part, they're all made in Italy. But as of late, the Chinese have gone crazy for accordions and have been glutting the market with Chinese instruments.
How interesting.
And the Kohner was the only other place that really made accordions. And, they, you know, of course, they were German. The accordion has not really changed in design since that time. It's basically springs and levers. Now, the Japanese have built a digital accordion to the Roland, which has no reeds. It involves MIDI. And they're interesting. Interesting.
Very interesting. Now, you have got an interesting show coming up. Where you're going to be telling some stories and playing some accordion, and it's at the Grey Box Theater in Lawrenceville, which is a pretty cool space. And your show, it's opening April 28th, just three nights, right? The 28th, 29th, and 30th. And this is to benefit Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank?
Yes. A friend of mine, Nancy Gordon Paluzzo, started an organization called QM Productions. She's a producing agency, a nonprofit. And she, every time she does a show, some of the money goes to as a benefit. And I was so thrilled with, you know, this organization she started. I said, "Look, I have a show I'd like to do. Why don't we work together? And I'll do this as a volunteer of my time, because I'd like to donate something to your cause." And we put the whole show together. She found the theater, et cetera, et cetera. And it's very interesting because about 2 years ago, friends of mine put together an accordion pool party in a vacant pool in Mars.
Right, I remember that.
Deb Knox and Susan Engert. And at that time, it was so interesting because I hadn't seen that many accordions together. Back in the day of the South Park Fair, they used to have, when you first walk into the park, there was probably 20 accordions in a little booth playing, and it was just thrilling. And I started to talk with people and realized how many stories I have that was about the accordion, how the accordion connected so much of my childhood. And it got me thinking about putting together a one-man show because it's interesting, even after an hour and a half, I still have a dozen more accordion stories I can tell.
I'll bet, yeah. So this is going to be, again, the 28th, 29th, and 30th coming up, and it's going to give people a chance to hear those stories Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Gray Box Theater. And PittsburghActorsCentral.com is where you can go for additional details. We've also made a link to that, Steve. And I hope you get a great crowd and a great turnout there. You can also call 412-576-0898 for more details. We just have about 20 seconds or so. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, I just wanted to say that I will be playing original songs that I've written, also songs that I learned as a kid. And it's very interesting because you get to hear my family's history from the 20s up to the present as it relates to accordions.
Oh, that should be a great evening. Well, thank you for sharing it with us, and we will look forward to a great night. I'm sure a lot of folks will come out at the Gray Box Theater in Lawrenceville. Thanks, Steve. Take care. 412-576-0898. The number for additional details if you would like to see Steve's upcoming show. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.